The negative of used to.
He didn't used to do that.
Okay. And if a person is, might say he's a reckless driver, but if you don't want to put it quite that severely, you'd say he's just a...
Well, he's kind of a wild driver.
Careless?
No, we just don't say too much careless. We sort of, we describe it other ways.
How about something, a person is strange? You might say he's very strange. You might say
kind of queer.
Yeah. Have you heard that in another pronunciation of that?
Queer.
Yeah. And is it because of usage today, would you avoid using that word?
Yes, I do. Okay. I used to use it a lot, and I don't anymore much because of...
What is the connotation?
Of course, we just call it a homosexual. That's another word for a male homosexual.
Now, that's about the only use of it.
That's right. It's a shame. Because it's a darn good word.
Yeah, right. That's right. I've heard that. People have told me that before. Complained. In fact, I remember about 15 years ago, an Englishman told me that. He said it's really a shame what you're doing to that word. That it's such a nice word, but you can't. And that really is true among younger people.
Yeah. You just have to leave it out of your
especially in a nominal sense. You say someone is a queer.
That's right.
Now, would they ever say about a person years ago, he's a queer, meaning that he's a queer person,
queer,
meaning he's strange.
Yeah, that's right.
But I mean, using it as a
odd,
like say, would they ever say, here comes the queer, or
he is a queer? No,
they just use it as a...
Because though they didn't, people that used the word queer didn't speak of homosexuals or queers.
No, I didn't mean that. Would they call a person who...
Oh, a queer.
Yeah,
No, they just say a queer person. They say a queer person, but not a queer.
Mm-hmm. Now, if a person, you couldn't change his mind, even if you made it very clear to him that you were right, but he still wouldn't believe you, you might say to him, don't be so...
Dogmatic.
Yeah, well, now that's a pretty formal term.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is more that a person just made up.
Don't be so daggum stubborn.
Right, that's right. Now, other words for stubborn that you can think of?
Closed-minded.
Does ornery or ornery?
Yeah,
mean
that's
that
another one.
Which pronunciation?
Well, ornery is, it has stubbornness, but ornery is, one that's just can be obnoxious and stubborn and cranky.
And a person who's very easily offended, you say he's awfully
touchy.
And a person who is touchy, you'd say when I teased him, he got awfully
aggravated at me.
Or how about another word? Really, something happened that really,
he just flew off the handle.
Let's say. He said something, and that really made me...
That really made me mad.
Yeah. And then if a person is awfully excited about something, you might say, now just keep...
Yeah, just calm down.
Sure, or keep...
Keep quiet.
Or keep calm. Would you ever use keep calm?
No.
No, just calm down.
Keep quiet or calm down.
Okay. And you'd say, I've worked all day, and I'm really...
Bushed.
Okay. Any other expression?
Well, I'm just worn out.
Okay. And would you just, if you were just kind of mildly tired, you wouldn't say I'm bushed or necessarily...
No,
bushed.
You say I'm just sort of tired.
Okay. And sent a little girl home from school early because she, suddenly at school, she...
Got sick.
Yeah. And she didn't wear enough clothes when she went out in the cold yesterday, and she's sniffling.
She's taking a cold.
Okay. And yesterday, I think she...
Took a cold.
And you might tell someone if you don't.
Yeah, she took a cold yesterday.
And if you don't watch out, you might.
You might catch it too.
Okay, or you might
take cold too.
Yeah, and then the person talks like this. You'd say.
Oh, she's hoarse.